45万。一些政要名人、王室成员也相继确诊或出现新冠疑似症状。世界各国面临严峻的疫情防控形势。西班牙政府周三表示，副首相卡门·卡尔沃的新冠病毒检测呈阳性。卡尔沃目前状况良好，正在接受治疗。西班牙在过去24小时内新增了7937例新型冠状病毒病例，累计确诊达47610例。西班牙的死亡病例也跃升至3434例，超过了中国。英国王储查尔斯王子也感染了新冠病毒。一名发言人表示，现年71岁的查尔斯王子目前表现出轻微的症状，但除此之外身体状况良好。查尔斯的夫人卡米拉也接受了检测，并没有感染。二人目前在苏格兰的家中隔离。意大利自3月10日起已经进入全国封城状态，目前的累计新冠确诊病例已逼近75000例，死亡人数为7503人。美国已经有超过62000人感染了新冠病毒，哈佛大学校长夫妇也在一天前不幸中招。据美国有线电视新闻网报道，美国军方一名高级医疗官员周三表示，五角大楼的模型显示，在未来3周内，疫情可能会继续蔓延。与新冠病毒疫情有关的美中外交战继续升级。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期三指责中共对人民健康和生活方式构成了重大威胁，并敦促各国在联合国等国际机构抗击他所说的中共恶意影响。蓬佩奥是在七国集团外长视频会议后发表这番讲话的。这位美国首席外交官用词一再直指中共。他还说，其他与会国官员都意识到中共为转移注意力和逃避责任而展开的散布不实信息的运动。蓬佩奥在回答记者提问时继续指责中国政府曾严重隐瞒疫情。他说，你们也记得最初的时候很清楚中国了解这个问题。中国第一个知道这个病毒对世界构成威胁，但是他们一再拖延与全世界分享这一信息。是的，我们迫切希望与每一个国家合作。这是一个全球大流行病，美国在这个问题上想要与所有国家合作，包括中国，来寻求解决方法，让尽量可能多的人生存健康，恢复被武汉病毒损坏的经济。最近一段时间来，美中两国政府一直围绕已经成为全球大流行病的新冠病毒疫情展开外交对阵。台湾海峡交流基金会表示，根据中央流行疫情指挥中心指挥官陈时中表示，将采取定时定点类似包机的模式接回滞留在湖北的台湾民众。这两架包机都将由台湾的中华航空公司直飞，起飞的时间是3月29日及30日，从上海浦东机场飞抵桃园机场。海基会指出，为了照顾旅客的安全，机上全程采取防疫措施，如有发烧等症状不得登机。返台降落后也将立即接受检疫，接着安排到集中的检疫所隔离14天。已经有608名滞留武汉的台湾民众透过先前的两次包机回到台湾，不过由于两岸对于包机的模式有不同认知，加上一些敏感的政治因素，相关过程进展的并不顺利。中国湖北省政府宣布从25日起恢复对外交通，有意回台的民众必须先向海基会定位，并自己想办法前往上海搭乘包机。台湾国防部26日发布新闻稿表示，美军一艘作战舰昨日自台湾西南海域由南向北航经台湾海峡北驶。这份新闻稿还指出，美舰经台湾海峡执行一般航行任务，国军利用联合勤监侦作为，全程掌握周边海空域飞机船舰相关动态。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程。课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Checking In, Part 6. This program focuses on refusing.
今天这一课是住店登记第六部分，重点是拒绝别人的请求时应当使用的语言表达方式。
Interview.
访谈时间。今天的访谈对象是银行经理贝里女士。下面是访谈中要用到的一些词句。
A bank manager.
银行经理。
A bank teller.
银行出纳员，也就是银行柜台前接待顾客的工作人员。
An exchange rate.
汇率。
We'll be talking about changing money and cashing checks.
我们要讲兑换货币和兑换支票的手续。
People can exchange dollars for all the major foreign currencies at our bank.
人们可以在我们银行把美元兑换成任何一种主要外币。
Our guest today is Ms. Bailey. Ms. Bailey is a manager at Universal Bank. Welcome to the program, Ms. Bailey.
Thank you very much.
Today, we're going to talk about money and business travel. We'll be talking about changing money and cashing checks.Ms. Bailey, does your bank handle foreign currency?
Oh, yes. People can exchange dollars for all the major foreign currencies at our bank. We also get a lot of foreign business travelers who want to change their money for dollars.
Can they get good exchange rates at your bank?
Well, yes. The rates are quite good, but there is a fee for exchanging currency.
Ms. Bailey, I have a recording of a conversation between a bank teller and a British customer.The customer changes some money and then tries to cash a personal check. The bank teller refuses to cash his check. Shall we listen to the conversation?
Sure, let's listen.
To cash a check, 意思是把支票兑换成现金。Check, 支票。美国人在日常生活中购物的主要付款方式是用信用卡和个人支票。对话中 ，Elizabeth 问 Bailey 女士任职的这家银行有没有兑换外币业务的时候是这样说的
：“Ms. Bailey, does your bank handle foreign currency？”
那么这家银行兑换外币收不收手续费呢？我们再听一遍。
Today we're going to talk about money and business travel. We'll be talking about changing money and cashing checks. Ms. Bailey, does your bank handle foreign currency？
Oh yes.People can exchange dollars for all the major foreign currencies at our bank. We also get a lot of foreign business travelers who want to change their money for dollars.
Can they get good exchange rates at your bank?
Well, yes. The rates are quite good, but there is a fee for exchanging currency.
Ms. Bailey, I have a recording of a conversation between a bank teller and a British customer. The customer changes some money and then tries to cash a personal check. The bank teller refuses to cash his check.Shall we listen to the conversation?
Sure, let's listen.
Dialogue.
对话录音。接着我们就来听一位银行出纳员和一位英国顾客之间的一段对话。这位英国顾客想把英镑兑换成美元，还想用他的个人支票换现金。对话中使用了这样一些词句。
A personal check.
个人支票。
An out-of-town check.
外地支票。
Can I change British pounds for American dollars here?
我可不可以在你们这里把英镑换成美元?
How much would you like to change?
你要换多少?
May I help you?
Yes. Can I change British pounds for American dollars here?
Yes, certainly, sir. How much would you like to change?
£100, please.
Just one moment. That comes to $168.45. Here you are, sir.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, please. Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
I'm afraid that isn't possible. Our policy is that we do not cash out-of-town checks.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
Could I see the manager, please?
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now. The assistant manager, Ms. Grace, is in. Would that be all right?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
Certainly. One moment, please.
Personal 是用个人在银行开的支票账号写的支票，使用时要核对顾客的证件，一般只能在当地的商店、银行或者邮购商品支付账单时可以使用。我们再仔细听一遍对话。
May I help you?
Yes. Can I change British pounds for American dollars here?
Yes, certainly, sir. How much would you like to change?
£100, please.
Just one moment.That comes to $168.45. Here you are, sir.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, please. Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
I'm afraid that isn't possible. Our policy is that we do not cash out-of-town checks.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
Could I see the manager, please?
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now. The assistant manager, Ms. Grace, is in.Would that be all right?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
Certainly. One moment, please.
词
句代换
Listen to these variations.
请大家注意听下面的句子。
Can I change British pounds for American dollars?
Can I exchange British pounds for American dollars?
How much would you like to change?
How many pounds would you like to change?
Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
Is it possible to cash this personal check from my London bank?
It's very important that I cash this check.
I really need to cash this check.
It's against bank policy.
Our bank policy doesn't allow it.
Could I see the manager, please?
Is it possible to see the manager?Interview.
接下来我们继续听 Elizabeth 对银行经理 Bailey 女士的访谈。
Welcome back to Functioning in Business. We're talking with Ms. Bailey, a manager at Universal Bank. As you heard, Ms. Bailey, the bank didn't cash the check for the man.
That's right. It's unusual for a bank to cash an out-of-town check, especially if the check is from a foreign bank.
Do you cash personal checks at your bank?
Yes, we do.But only if the check is from a local bank. We don't cash out-of-town checks.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Ms. Bailey.
It was my pleasure.
Listen and repeat.
听说练习。下面请大家听一句，跟着说一句。
Can people exchange dollars for foreign currency at Universal Bank?
Yes, they can. People can exchange dollars for all the major foreign currencies.
Can business travelers get good exchange rates at Universal?
Yes, they can. But they have to pay a fee to exchange foreign currency.
Does Universal cash personal checks?
Yes, it does. But only if the checks are local.
Does Universal cash out-of-town checks?
No, it doesn't. The bank doesn't cash out-of-town checks. Culture tips.
文化点滴。这次专讲信用卡和支票。我们先来熟悉几个词句。
A credit card.
信用卡。
Traveler's checks.
旅行支票。
If you carry credit cards, you don't have to carry a lot of cash.
你如果随身带信用卡，就不用携带大量现金。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Welcome back to Culture Tips, Gary.
Thanks. It's wonderful to be back. So, what's our first email question?
Our first question is, do I need a credit card to travel in the United States?
Excellent question. I would say it's very important to have a credit card. First, having a credit card makes travel in the United States much more convenient.
In what way?
Well, for example, it's impossible to rent a car without a credit card, and credit cards are accepted almost everywhere. Finally, if you carry credit cards, you don't have to carry a lot of cash.
Those are all good points.
Just make sure you get a major credit card that is accepted worldwide.
Thanks, Gary. Here's another email question about paying for things. Should I use checks in the United States?
Well, there are two important types of checks.Traveler's checks and personal checks. Traveler's checks are very convenient since they are accepted in most places. They are especially helpful if you want to buy something from a small shop that does not accept credit cards.
Oh, I see.
Personal checks, however, are much more difficult to use. Generally, merchants only accept personal checks from local banks. They don't accept out-of-town checks.So when you're traveling, it's better to use credit cards and traveler's checks than personal checks.
Thanks, Gary. That was very helpful.
My pleasure. Just make sure you get a major credit card that is accepted worldwide.
你应该设法申请一张全世界通用的名牌信用卡。Gary 认为在美国旅行不需要带很多现金，最好是使用信用卡和旅行支票。为什么呢？我们再来听听。
So, what's our first email question?
Our first question is, do I need a credit card to travel in the United States?
Excellent question. I would say it's very important to have a credit card. First, having a credit card makes travel in the United States much more convenient.
In what way?
Well, for example, it's impossible to rent a car without a credit card, and credit cards are accepted almost everywhere. Finally, if you carry credit cards, you don't have to carry a lot of cash.
Those are all good points.
Just make sure you get a major credit card that is accepted worldwide.
Thanks, Gary. Here's another email question about paying for things. Should I use checks in the United States?
Well, there are two important types of checks.Traveler's checks and personal checks. Traveler's checks are very convenient since they are accepted in most places. They are especially helpful if you want to buy something from a small shop that does not accept credit cards.
Oh, I see.
Personal checks, however, are much more difficult to use. Generally, merchants only accept personal checks from local banks. They don't accept out-of-town checks.So when you're traveling, it's better to use credit cards and traveler's checks than personal checks.
Thanks, Gary. That was very helpful.
My pleasure.
Using 信用卡和支票比现金方便，但国外的商店不接受个人支票，所以顾客只能用旅行支票。个人支票和旅行支票的区别是个人支票的账号有可能是已经作废的账号，那么商店用这张支票根本取不到钱。而旅行支票是用现金购买的票据，只要顾客的签名、证件得到核对，就不会出问题。
Sentence completion.
接下来我们做完成句子的练习。
If you carry credit cards, you don't have to carry a lot of...Cash. You don't have to carry a lot of cash. A check which draws money from your own bank account is called a personal check. It's called a personal check. A check from a bank located in another town is called an out-of-town check. It's called an out-of-town check.
Business dialogue. Refusals.
商务对话。接下来我们再听一段银行里的对话。重点学习用什么样的语言方式来拒绝对方的请求。我们会听到这样两个句子。
Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
我能用我在伦敦银行的个人支票提取现金吗?
I'm afraid that isn't possible.
很抱歉,这恐怕不行。
For today's business dialogue, we're going to listen again to a portion of the dialogue we heard earlier between the bank teller and a customer at the bank. The customer has just exchanged British pounds for American dollars.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, please. Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
I'm afraid that isn't possible. Our policy is that we do not cash out-of-town checks.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
Could I see the manager, please?
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now. The assistant manager, Ms. Grace, is in. Would that be all right?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
Certainly. One moment, please.
Focus on functions. Refusals.
语言功能。我们继续学习。在拒绝别人的请求时应当使用的语言。
Now let's focus on refusals. I'm afraid that isn't possible.
I'm sorry, but that isn't possible.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
Yes, I see what you mean, but it's against bank policy.
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now.
I'm afraid the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now. Gary's tips.
Gary 提示 Gary 要给我们讲用什么语言表达方式拒绝别人的请求。我们先来学习这句话。
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now.
对不起，我们的经理 Grover 先生现在不在。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello there. Our function of the day is refusals. To refuse means to say that you can't or won't do something that a person asks you to do. In the business dialogue, you heard several examples of refusals. Let's replay parts of the conversation.Between the customer and the bank clerk. In the first example, the bank teller refuses to cash a personal check by saying, I'm afraid that isn't possible. Let's listen.
Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
I'm afraid that isn't possible. Our policy is that we do not cash out-of-town checks.
Using the phrase, I'm afraid, is a very common way to begin a refusal. Some other examples are, I'm afraid I can't help you.Or, I'm afraid he's not here right now. Another way to begin a refusal is to say, I'm sorry, but. Saying that you're sorry that you can't be more helpful is a very polite way to make a refusal. Here's an example from our bank dialogue.
Could I see the manager, please?
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now.
Usually, after you say you're sorry, you give a reason for your refusal.For example, if someone asks you to go to lunch and you're busy, you can say, I'm sorry, but I have another engagement. If someone wants to speak to your colleague, but he's not there, you can say, I'm sorry, but he's not here right now. Let's listen to one more polite way to make a refusal. In our example from the bank teller says, Yes, I understand, but. Let's listen.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
Usually, you say, yes, I understand, when the other person is giving you reasons for a request, and you want to show that you heard what the person said. Let's hear the example one more time.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
There are some less polite ways to make a refusal. Let's hear some examples of things you shouldn't say.
Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
No, that's impossible.
It's very important that I cash this check.
I told you we can't do that.
In this conversation, the bank teller is very rude to the customer. Remember, make your refusals as polite as possible by saying, I'm afraid and I'm sorry. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope today's tips were helpful.
Thanks very much, Gary.
I'm afraid.
例如,
I'm afraid that isn't possible.
还有,
I'm sorry, but.
例如,
I'm sorry, but I have another engagement.
另外还有一种拒绝别人的方式是,
Yes, I understand, but.
例如,
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
我们再听听Gary的讲解。 注意在什么情况下使用什么礼貌用语，以及不应该用什么话来拒绝顾客。
Hello there. Our function of the day is refusals. To refuse means to say that you can't or won't do something that a person asks you to do. In the business dialogue, you heard several examples of refusals. Let's replay parts of the conversation between the customer and the bank clerk. In the first example, the bank teller refuses to cash a personal check by saying, I'm afraid that isn't possible. Let's listen.
Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
I'm afraid that isn't possible. Our policy is that we do not cash out-of-town checks.
Using the phrase, I'm afraid, is a very common way to begin a refusal. Some other examples are, I'm afraid I can't help you, or I'm afraid he's not here right now. Another way to begin a refusal is to say, I'm sorry, but. Saying that you're sorry that you can't be more helpful is a very polite way to make a refusal. Here's an example from our bank dialogue.
Could I see the manager, please?
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now.
Usually, after you say you're sorry, you give a reason for your refusal. For example, if someone asks you to go to lunch and you're busy, you can say, I'm sorry, but I have another engagement. If someone wants to speak to your colleague, but he's not there, you can say, I'm sorry, but he's not here right now. Let's listen to one more polite way to make a refusal. In our example from the bank teller says, Yes, I understand, but. Let's listen.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
Usually, you say, yes, I understand, when the other person is giving you reasons for a request, and you want to show that you heard what the person said. Let's hear the example one more time.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
There are some less polite ways to make a refusal. Let's hear some examples of things you shouldn't say.
Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
No, that's impossible.
It's very important that I cash this check.
I told you we can't do that.
In this conversation, the bank teller is very rude to the customer. Remember, make your refusals as polite as possible by saying, I'm afraid and I'm sorry. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope today's tips were helpful.
Thanks very much, Gary. Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。
新冠肺炎确诊病例目前已经超过450,000，一些政要名人、王室成员也相继确诊或出现新冠疑似症状。世界各国面临严峻的疫情防控形势。西班牙政府周三表示，副首相卡门·卡尔沃的新冠病毒检测呈阳性。卡尔沃目前状况良好，正在接受治疗。西班牙在过去24小时内新增了7937例新型冠状病毒病例，累计确诊达47610例。西班牙的死亡病例也跃升至3434例，超过了中国。英国王储查尔斯王子也感染了新冠病毒。一名发言人表示，现年71岁的查尔斯王子目前表现出轻微的症状，但除此之外身体状况良好。查尔斯的夫人卡米拉也接受了检测，并没有感染。二人目前在苏格兰的家中隔离。意大利自3月10日起已经进入全国封城状态，目前的累计新冠确诊病例已逼近75000例，死亡人数为7503人。美国已经有超过62000人感染了新冠病毒，哈佛大学校长夫妇也在一天前不幸中招。据美国有线电视新闻网报道，美国军方一名高级医疗官员周三表示，五角大楼的模型显示，在未来3周内，疫情可能会继续蔓延。与新冠病毒疫情有关的美中外交战继续升级。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期三指责中共对人民健康和生活方式构成了重大威胁，并敦促各国在联合国等国际机构抗击他所说的中共恶意影响。蓬佩奥是在7国集团外长视频会议后发表这番讲话的。这位美国首席外交官用词一再直指中共。他还说，其他与会国官员都意识到中共为转移注意力和逃避责任而展开的散布不实信息的运动。蓬佩奥在回答记者提问时继续指责中国政府曾严重隐瞒疫情。他说，你们也记得最初的时候很清楚中国了解这个问题。中国第一个知道这个病毒对世界构成威胁，但是他们一再拖延与全世界分享这一信息。是的，我们迫切希望与每一个国家合作。这是一个全球大流行病，美国在这个问题上想要与所有国家合作，包括中国，来寻求解决方法，让尽量可能多的人生存健康，恢复被武汉病毒损坏的经济。最近一段时间来，美中两国政府一直围绕已经成为全球大流行病的新冠病毒疫情展开外交对阵。台湾海峡交流基金会表示，根据中央流行疫情指挥中心指挥官陈时中表示，将采取定时定点类似包机的模式接回滞留在湖北的台湾民众。这两架包机都将由台湾的中华航空公司直飞，起飞的时间是3月29日及30日，从上海浦东机场飞抵桃园机场。海基会指出，为了照顾旅客的安全，机上全程采取防疫措施，如有发烧等症状不得登机，返台降落后也将立即接受检疫，接着安排到集中的检疫所隔离14天。已经有608名滞留武汉的台湾民众透过先前的2次包机回到台湾，不过由于两岸对于包机的模式有不同认知，加上一些敏感的政治因素，相关过程进展的并不顺利。中国湖北省政府宣布从25日起恢复对外交通，有意回台的民众必须先向海基会定位，并自己想办法前往上海搭乘包机。台湾国防部26日发布新闻稿表示，美军一艘作战舰昨日自台湾西南海域由南向北航经台湾海峡北驶。这份新闻稿还指出，美舰经台湾海峡执行一般航行任务， 国军利用联合勤监侦作为，全程掌握周边海空域飞机船舰相关动态。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程，课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Checking In, Part 6. This program focuses on refusing.
今天这一课是住店登记第六部分，重点是拒绝别人的请求时应当使用的语言表达方式。
Interview
访谈时间，今天的访谈对象是银行经理贝里女士。下面是访谈中要用到的一些词句。
A bank manager
银行经理。
A bank teller
银行出纳员，也就是银行柜台前接待顾客的工作人员。
An exchange rate
汇率。
We'll be talking about changing money and cashing checks.
我们要讲兑换货币和兑换支票的手续。
People can exchange dollars for all the major foreign currencies at our bank.
人们可以在我们银行把美元兑换成任何一种主要外币。
Our guest today is Ms. Bailey. Ms. Bailey is a manager at Universal Bank. Welcome to the program, Ms. Bailey.
Thank you very much.
Today, we're going to talk about money and business travel. We'll be talking about changing money and cashing checks. Ms. Bailey, does your bank handle foreign currency?
Oh, yes. People can exchange dollars for all the major foreign currencies at our bank. We also get a lot of foreign business travelers who want to change their money for dollars.
Can they get good exchange rates at your bank?
Well, yes. The rates are quite good, but there is a fee for exchanging currency.
Ms. Bailey, I have a recording of a conversation between a bank teller and a British customer. The customer changes some money and then tries to cash a personal check. The bank teller refuses to cash his check. Shall we listen to the conversation?
Sure, let's listen.
To cash a check, 意思是把支票兑换成现金。Check, 支票。美国人在日常生活中购物的主要付款方式是用信用卡和个人支票。对话中 ，Elizabeth 问贝利女士任职的这家银行有没有兑换外币业务的时候是这样说的
：“Ms. Bailey, does your bank handle foreign currency？”
那么这家银行兑换外币收不收手续费呢？我们再听一遍。
Today we're going to talk about money and business travel.We'll be talking about changing money and cashing checks. Ms. Bailey, does your bank handle foreign currency?
Oh, yes. People can exchange dollars for all the major foreign currencies at our bank. We also get a lot of foreign business travelers who want to change their money for dollars.
Can they get good exchange rates at your bank?
Well, yes. The rates are quite good, but there is a fee for exchanging currency.
Ms. Bailey, I have a recording of a conversation between a bank teller and a British customer. The customer changes some money and then tries to cash a personal check. The bank teller refuses to cash his check. Shall we listen to the conversation?
Sure, let's listen.
Dialogue.
对话录音。接着我们就来听一位银行出纳员和一位英国顾客之间的一段对话。这位英国顾客想把英镑兑换成美元，还想用他的个人支票换现金。对话中使用了这样一些词句
：A personal check，
个人支票
；An out of town check，
外地支票
；Can I change British pounds for American dollars here？
我可不可以在你们这里把英镑换成美元
？How much would you like to change?
你要换多少
May I help you?
Yes. Can I change British pounds for American dollars here?
Yes, certainly, sir. How much would you like to change?
100 pounds, please.
Just one moment. That comes to $168.45. Here you are, sir.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, please. Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
I'm afraid that isn't possible. Our policy is that we do not cash out-of-town checks.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
Could I see the manager, please?
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now. The assistant manager, Ms. Grace, is in. Would that be all right?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
Certainly. One moment, please.
个人支票是用个人在银行开的支票账号写的支票，使用时要核对顾客的证件，一般只能在当地的商店、银行或者邮购商品支付账单时可以使用。我们再仔细听一遍对话。
May I help you?
Yes. Can I change British pounds for American dollars here?
Yes, certainly, sir. How much would you like to change?
100 pounds, please.
Just one moment.That comes to $168.45. Here you are, sir.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, please. Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
I'm afraid that isn't possible. Our policy is that we do not cash out-of-town checks.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
Could I see the manager, please?
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now. The assistant manager, Ms. Grace, is in.Would that be all right?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
Certainly. One moment, please.
词
句代换
Listen to these variations.
请大家注意听下面的句子。
Can I change British pounds for American dollars?
Can I exchange British pounds for American dollars?
How much would you like to change?
How many pounds would you like to change?
Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
Is it possible to cash this personal check from my London bank?
It's very important that I cash this check.
I really need to cash this check.
It's against bank policy.
Our bank policy doesn't allow it.
Could I see the manager, please?
Is it possible to see the manager?Interview.
接下来我们继续听 Elizabeth 对银行经理 Bailey 女士的访谈。
Welcome back to Functioning in Business. We're talking with Ms. Bailey, a manager at Universal Bank. As you heard, Ms. Bailey, the bank didn't cash the check for the man.
That's right. It's unusual for a bank to cash an out-of-town check, especially if the check is from a foreign bank.
Do you cash personal checks at your bank?
Yes, we do.But only if the check is from a local bank. We don't cash out-of-town checks.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Ms. Bailey.
It was my pleasure.
Listen and repeat.
听说练习。下面请大家听一句，跟着说一句。
Can people exchange dollars for foreign currency at Universal Bank?
Yes, they can. People can exchange dollars for all the major foreign currencies.
Can business travelers get good exchange rates at Universal?
Yes, they can. But they have to pay a fee to exchange foreign currency.
Does Universal cash personal checks?
Yes, it does. But only if the checks are local.
Does Universal cash out-of-town checks?
No, it doesn't. The bank doesn't cash out-of-town checks. Culture tips.
文化点滴。这次专讲信用卡和支票。我们先来熟悉几个词句。
A credit card.
信用卡。
Traveler's checks.
旅行支票。
If you carry credit cards, you don't have to carry a lot of cash.
你如果随身带信用卡，就不用携带大量现金。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Welcome back to Culture Tips, Gary.
Thanks. It's wonderful to be back. So, what's our first email question?
Our first question is, do I need a credit card to travel in the United States?
Excellent question. I would say it's very important to have a credit card. First, having a credit card makes travel in the United States much more convenient.
In what way?
Well, for example, it's impossible to rent a car without a credit card. And credit cards are accepted almost everywhere. Finally, if you carry credit cards, you don't have to carry a lot of cash.
Those are all good points.
Just make sure you get a major credit card that is accepted worldwide.
Thanks, Gary. Here's another email question about paying for things. Should I use checks in the United States?
Well, there are two important types of checks.Traveler's checks and personal checks. Traveler's checks are very convenient since they are accepted in most places. They are especially helpful if you want to buy something from a small shop that does not accept credit cards.
Oh, I see.
Personal checks, however, are much more difficult to use. Generally, merchants only accept personal checks from local banks. They don't accept out-of-town checks.So when you're traveling, it's better to use credit cards and traveler's checks than personal checks.
Thanks, Gary. That was very helpful.
My pleasure. Just make sure you get a major credit card that is accepted worldwide.
你应该设法申请一张全世界通用的名牌信用卡。Gary 认为在美国旅行不需要带很多现金，最好是使用信用卡和旅行支票。为什么呢？我们再来听听。
So, what's our first email question?
Our first question is, do I need a credit card to travel in the United States?
Excellent question. I would say it's very important to have a credit card. First, having a credit card makes travel in the United States much more convenient.
In what way?
Well, for example, it's impossible to rent a car without a credit card. And credit cards are accepted almost everywhere. Finally, if you carry credit cards, you don't have to carry a lot of cash.
Those are all good points.
Just make sure you get a major credit card that is accepted worldwide.
Thanks, Gary. Here's another email question about paying for things. Should I use checks in the United States?
Well, there are two important types of checks.Traveler's checks and personal checks. Traveler's checks are very convenient since they are accepted in most places. They are especially helpful if you want to buy something from a small shop that does not accept credit cards.
Oh, I see.
Personal checks, however, are much more difficult to use. Generally, merchants only accept personal checks from local banks. They don't accept out-of-town checks.So when you're traveling, it's better to use credit cards and traveler's checks than personal checks.
Thanks, Gary. That was very helpful.
My pleasure.
Using 信用卡和支票比现金方便，但国外的商店不接受个人支票，所以顾客只能用旅行支票。个人支票和旅行支票的区别是个人支票的账号有可能是已经作废的账号，那么商店用这张支票根本取不到钱。而旅行支票是用现金购买的票据，只要顾客的签名、证件得到核对，就不会出问题。
Sentence completion.
接下来我们做完成句子的练习。
If you carry credit cards, you don't have to carry a lot of...Cash. You don't have to carry a lot of cash. A check which draws money from your own bank account is called a personal check. It's called a personal check. A check from a bank located in another town is called an out-of-town check. It's called an out-of-town check.
Business dialogue. Refusals.
商务对话。接下来我们再听一段银行里的对话。重点学习用什么样的语言方式来拒绝对方的请求。我们会听到这样两个句子。
Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
我能用我在伦敦银行的个人支票提取现金吗?
I'm afraid that isn't possible.
很抱歉,这恐怕不行。
For today's business dialogue, we're going to listen again to a portion of the dialogue we heard earlier between the bank teller and a customer at the bank. The customer has just exchanged British pounds for American dollars.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, please. Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
I'm afraid that isn't possible. Our policy is that we do not cash out-of-town checks.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
Could I see the manager, please?
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now. The assistant manager, Ms. Grace, is in. Would that be all right?
Yes, that's fine, thank you.
Certainly. One moment, please.
Focus on functions. Refusals.
语言功能。我们继续学习。在拒绝别人的请求时应当使用的语言。
Now let's focus on refusals. I'm afraid that isn't possible.
I'm sorry, but that isn't possible.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
Yes, I see what you mean, but it's against bank policy.
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now.
I'm afraid the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now. Gary's tips.
Gary 提示 Gary 要给我们讲用什么语言表达方式拒绝别人的请求。我们先来学习这句话。
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now.
对不起，我们的经理 Grover 先生现在不在。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello there. Our function of the day is refusals. To refuse means to say that you can't or won't do something that a person asks you to do. In the business dialogue, you heard several examples of refusals. Let's replay parts of the conversation.Between the customer and the bank clerk. In the first example, the bank teller refuses to cash a personal check by saying, I'm afraid that isn't possible. Let's listen.
Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
I'm afraid that isn't possible. Our policy is that we do not cash out-of-town checks.
Using the phrase, I'm afraid, is a very common way to begin a refusal. Some other examples are, I'm afraid I can't help you.Or, I'm afraid he's not here right now. Another way to begin a refusal is to say, I'm sorry, but. Saying that you're sorry that you can't be more helpful is a very polite way to make a refusal. Here's an example from our bank dialogue.
Could I see the manager, please?
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now.
Usually, after you say you're sorry, you give a reason for your refusal. For example,If someone asks you to go to lunch and you're busy, you can say, I'm sorry, but I have another engagement. If someone wants to speak to your colleague, but he's not there, you can say, I'm sorry, but he's not here right now. Let's listen to one more polite way to make a refusal. In our example from the bank teller says, Yes, I understand, but. Let's listen.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
Usually, you say, yes, I understand, when the other person is giving you reasons for a request and you want to show that you heard what the person said. Let's hear the example one more time.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
There are some less polite ways to make a refusal. Let's hear some examples of things you shouldn't say.
Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
No, that's impossible.
It's very important that I cash this check.
I told you we can't do that.
In this conversation, the bank teller is very rude to the customer. Remember, make your refusals as polite as possible by saying, I'm afraid and I'm sorry. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope today's tips were helpful.
Thanks very much, Gary.
I'm afraid.
例如,
I'm afraid that isn't possible.
还有,
I'm sorry, but.
例如,
I'm sorry, but I have another engagement.
另外还有一种拒绝别人的方式是,
Yes, I understand, but.
例如,
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
我们再听听Gary的讲解。 注意在什么情况下使用什么礼貌用语，以及不应该用什么话来拒绝顾客。
Hello there. Our function of the day is refusals. To refuse means to say that you can't or won't do something that a person asks you to do. In the business dialogue, you heard several examples of refusals. Let's replay parts of the conversation between the customer and the bank clerk. In the first example, the bank teller refuses to cash a personal check by saying, I'm afraid that isn't possible. Let's listen.
Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
I'm afraid that isn't possible. Our policy is that we do not cash out-of-town checks.
Using the phrase, I'm afraid, is a very common way to begin a refusal. Some other examples are, I'm afraid I can't help you, or I'm afraid he's not here right now. Another way to begin a refusal is to say, I'm sorry, but. Saying that you're sorry that you can't be more helpful is a very polite way to make a refusal. Here's an example from our bank dialogue.
Could I see the manager, please?
I'm sorry, but the manager, Mr. Grover, is out right now.
Usually, after you say you're sorry, you give a reason for your refusal. For example, if someone asks you to go to lunch and you're busy, you can say, I'm sorry, but I have another engagement. If someone wants to speak to your colleague, but he's not there, you can say, I'm sorry, but he's not here right now. Let's listen to one more polite way to make a refusal. In our example from the bank teller says, Yes, I understand, but. Let's listen.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
Usually, you say, yes, I understand, when the other person is giving you reasons for a request, and you want to show that you heard what the person said. Let's hear the example one more time.
It's very important that I cash this check.
Yes, I understand, but it's against bank policy.
There are some less polite ways to make a refusal. Let's hear some examples of things you shouldn't say.
Could I cash this personal check from my London bank?
No, that's impossible.
It's very important that I cash this check.
I told you we can't do that.
In this conversation, the bank teller is very rude to the customer. Remember, make your refusals as polite as possible by saying, I'm afraid and I'm sorry. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope today's tips were helpful.
Thanks very much, Gary. Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料。 听众可以去本地的书店购买。